Tropical Storm Isaac will likely have a large role to play on eastern U.S. weather as we move forward through the weekend and on into the early part of next week. It'll actually have influence long before that, and we'll see less precipitation in the easternmost parts of the Midwest as the storm approaches the U.S. The storm is still expected to have influence on Florida and Georgia, the Carolinas, and probably the rest of the Atlantic coastal states, but we'll see what happens when we get a little closer to the event. Storm is going to enter the Caribbean Sea today and will likely intensify to a hurricane at some point over the next day or two. The storm will likely, as I mentioned, move towards Florida, if not over Florida, and there'll be a lot of rain and wind across some of the citrus and sugarcane producing areas down that way, and eventually some of the heavy rain and wind will likely impact a portion of the interior southeastern states as well. For the heart of the Midwest, though, the impact will likely be a drier bias for the eastern Corn Belt and a wetter bias perhaps in some of the western portions of the Corn Belt, and the main reason for this is just a general slowdown in the west-east movement of weather systems across the Midwest, and as the storm approaches, we'll likely see a frontal boundary in the western Corn Belt possibly moving slow enough to produce some heavier rainfall in at least a part of the region. Now, the odds are pretty good that it's not going to have a tremendous impact. I think most of the heavier rainfall that occurs in the western Corn Belt will actually occur before the influence of this tropical system starts to begin, and we'll likely see the improved rainfall potential from Kansas to Iowa and Minnesota and Wisconsin occurring as soon as Thursday and Friday. That's tomorrow and Friday across the western Corn Belt, and on into the weekend we'll see some additional showers and thunderstorms. The event is expected to work its way eastward into the heart of the Midwest before beginning to diminish, and that's about the time that the tropical system will begin pushing into Florida. We will see some rain in the eastern Midwest ahead of this tropical system, but it's not going to be as significant as what we might see happen from parts of Kansas to Minnesota and Wisconsin over the next 2 or 3 days. Some of the storms that occur in the western Corn Belt could produce 1 to 2.5 inches of rainfall in a few locations, and I really shouldn't give credit to the tropical system for that, and this is just a frontal boundary that will be cutting through the western Corn Belt and will be generating some stronger thunderstorms and some slower movement in those storms, allowing for greater amounts of rain to occur. Since this is the middle of August, under normal circumstances, some of the soybeans and sorghum would likely benefit tremendously from the precipitation in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, but because it's been so dry this summer, that the improvement will probably be somewhat limited. There's no real significant amount of moisture in the ground, so this rain will help to moisten the soil a bit, but it won't take long for the moisture to disappear, and crops will only benefit for a short period of time unless there's follow-up precipitation. Forecast for next week is actually generating less precipitation across the western Corn Belt, and because of that, we'll likely see a very limited short-term bout of improvement for crops in the southwestern part of the region. We'll likely see temperatures getting rather warm again next week as well. Temperatures back into the 90s across a big part of the western Corn Belt and portions of the plains. And the temperatures across the rest of the Midwest will be in a seasonably warm mode as well. We'll see a lot of 80s and some lower 90s occurring over the next full week, with the exception of areas near the Great Lakes region where we'll see some 70-degree temperatures. Low temperatures at night will likely continue to be mostly in the 50s and 60s across the region. We may have one or two locations that stay near 70 just before the frontal boundary comes with the associated rainfall. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.